To continue. Where Father has hidden, and with whom, I do not know. His suite of rooms has been taken over by my eldest sister, Tryphaena, who has long admired the sweeping view of the sea from his balcony. Father's servants do not argue with her because she is as snappish and cold-eyed as a crocodile. I do not trust Tryphaena. She wants to be queen and has mocked our father for being a poor leader, though how she became an expert on leadership I cannot guess. When I visited her late this afternoon, she was soaking in the heated pool that is in the center of Father's atrium. Her maids were about her pouring in fragrant oils and washing her back. Others were airing out the silk bed covers and pillows. It is no coincidence that her name means pleasure seeker. I recognized the high voice of her favorite male slave singing from behind a lattice partition. He was playing a lyre, the small harp preferred in our royal court. What is it, little Cleopatra? Tryphaena asked me, lifting her eyebrows with boredom. Where is father? I asked her. When is he coming?